All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Welcome aboard, mateys, for the most exciting quarter hour on the high seas. Oh, better make that the Tumbleweed Opera stage. I can't wait for today's adventure. But before we begin, I want to warn you, the big auction is a-starting, so don't make any false moves, because you might draw the attention of the auctioneer, and you might be asked to pay for the whole town of Tumbleweed proper. So here we go, mates, with part 5 of the Tumbleweed Opera.
Everybody, stick them up!
The chandelier is coming down!
Here it comes!
What's my old sidekick? Stick them up, Chuck! Get on down here, you crazy coyote!
Hoodie-doo! That was some right fancy shooting!
Howdy-doody, Wild Bill! Where should I put these bars of gold?
Just sling it up there with the rest.
Okie dokie. Being rich sure wears a feller out.
Him heap bad medicine.
I need to wet my whistle. Where can I get some whiskey?
We ain't got no whiskey in Tumbleweed, and we don't want none.
Says who?
Says me. Matter of fact, we don't want none of your kind around here neither.
Now what's that supposed to mean, none of your kind?
Just what I said.
But you don't even know us. Boys, let's tell these fine folks a little bit about ourselves.
Us outlaws are just regular people too.
You tell them, Wild Bill. Oh my.
Consider Billy the Kid. A lovable little fellow who always ate his vegetables before he ate his jello. He chose to be an outlaw, and some say that isn't good. But outlaws all are members of a noble brotherhood.
We really ain't that bad. We really ain't that bad. We may be kind of stanky, but we really ain't that bad. Just let us have your town, or you really make us mad. Brush our teeth and wash our feet. We help old ladies cross the street. We never burp until we eat. We really ain't that bad.
Let me take a shot at that. Now take old Jesse James, a gentleman of crime, a man who faced impossible odds, a legend in his time. Before he lost his temper, he would always count to 10. And when he robbed a bank, he'd always share it with his men.
We really ain't that bad. We really ain't that bad. We may be kind of stanky, but we really ain't that bad. Just let us have your town, or you'll really make us mad. A better bunch cannot be found. We'll give you money by the pound, cause we're the nicest guys around. We really ain't that bad.
I like singing this here Opry.
Where's Wild Bill Hiccup?
Oh no, not another outlaw!
With lots of money, too!
It's Pickpocket Pete!
Did I make it in time for the auction?
You sure enough did, Pickpocket Pete. Just throw your bags of money on the pile and have a seat.
Those outlaws sure have a tarantula gargantuous pile of money.
He big.
Mr. Tumbleweed, do you think Wild Bill's gonna buy our town?
It's kinda looking that way, honey. I'm awful sorry.
Captain Patch, can I say something now?
You sure can, sweet tea.
I just want everybody to know I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for my tumbleweed family. You see, 5 years ago, Bucky found me wandering around in the woods, half starved and scared to death. I don't remember any of it because I was too little.
You poor thing.
Bucky took me to the cafe, and Aunt Clementine fed me till I couldn't eat no more.
The poor thing was half starved to death.
That very night, the people of Tumbleweed had a meeting, right here in the Opera House, and the whole town officially adopted me.
It was the best thing we ever done.
I may have lost my real family, but God gave me a whole town to love.
We all love you, Sweet Tea.
Every one of us.
We sure enough do, honey.
Amen.
I love you too, and I'd like to dedicate this next song to my Tumbleweed family.
Once there was none to help me. Once I was on my own, scared as I face the future, scared 'cause I face it alone, reaching out for someone who would take the time to care. Then you came.
Says it's 8 o'clock. Time to have us an auction, boys.
Ooh, I can't wait, Wild Bill. I'm going to get my very own saloon here.
Okay, everyone, it's time for the auction to begin.
Listen up, everybody. Even though we probably got better than 1,000 folks here, it's going to take a heap of, sacrifice for us to keep our town.
We're with you, Lone Stranger.
You can count on us down to the last dollar.
We'll make the sacrifice.
It may not be the easy way, but it's
the Bible way.
PJ, hand me those buckets.
Aye, aye, Captain Patch.
Here's what we're going to do. I want each one of you to take a bucket and go up and down every row collecting money.
I'm ready, Captain.
What do we do when our bucket gets full?
Count up how much you've got, write it down on a piece of paper, and bring it to the lone stranger. He'll do the bidding. Now hurry, we've got to move fast.
I'll take the back of the auditorium.
I got the middle.
I've got the front.
I'll fly up to the balcony.
I'll take the right side.
I'll get the left.
Me get the orchestra pit.
Winchester! Winchester! I say Winchester!
Yelp.
You take up the money from the folks outside.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hereby declare the town of Tumbleweed is officially up for sale to the highest bidder. Just raise your hand and I'll call on you. The floor is now open for bids. What do we bid? What
I'll start this year bidding out at $500. Nah, that's just chicken feed. Make that $1,000.
$1,000 bill. $1,000 hook it too.
You got us a total, PJ?
Yes, sir. Here's all the cash out of my bucket. And I also got 3 dozen eggs, 10 pounds of bacon, and a brand new saddle.
Good work, partner. The people of Tumbleweed bid $2,000.
$2,000 now, who give me three?
Here's a couple thousand, Wild Bill. And remember, I want the schoolhouse. It'll make a great saloon.
Thanks, Safecracker Jack. Auctioneer, take it up to $3,000.
$3,000 now, who give me four?
How much you got, Princess?
These people are giving everything they've got. Here's the cash total, plus I've got a full piggy bank, a pair of silver spurs, and a gold tooth.
If that don't beat all. Mr. Auctioneer, we bid $5,000.
$5,000 now, buddy. I'm going to get zig.
What'd you say? Stick them up?
I'll throw in $5,000, but I want that cafe for a gambling hall.
A gambling hall?
Us outlaws bid $8,000.
What you got, Pronto?
Me get them 7,000 wampum.
Attaboy, Pronto. We're raising it to $12,000.
$12,000 now. Who can eat
$12,000? Mr. Auctioneer.
Yes, Mr. Tumbleweed.
That's high enough. I'll sell to the people of Tumbleweed for $12,000.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Thaddeus, you can't do that.
You're breaking the law, and we won't let you get away with it. It just ain't right.
It's my town, ain't it?
But the contract with the auctioneer says that this here town has to be sold to the highest bidder.
Is that true, Mr. Auctioneer?
Yes, sir. That's what the contract says, and that's what we're gonna do.
Oh, those crooked cowpokes get my dander up, they do. With their big bags of money and their braggadocious ways. Bullies they be and a mean lot of bad guys. Mates, I'm sorry for lashing out like that, but justice will prevail. Somehow, some way, somewhere there is a solution, and it will turn out by faith. Ye can rest assured. Now, here's a message of good news for all your families. Ha 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 ha.
Experience the life-changing adventures of Patch the Pirate anytime by logging on to www.patchthepirate.org or call 1-800-GO-PATCH and request your free adventure catalog filled with music and hilarious stories your whole family will love. I'm Christy Ann, and our purpose is to produce life-changing musical adventures that will help you grow as a believer. Find out more about Patch the Pirate and his ministry to families by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH.
For a free tract on Patch the Pirate's life story, call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Well, sailors and cowboys alike, make sure your gear is packed and you're riding tall in the saddle. For the conclusion of the Tumbleweed Opera next time on this same station, we'll be tying up all the loose ends and looking for a happy ending in spite of the bad guy's plan. Don't miss the spine-tingling conclusion to the Tumbleweed Opera when Captain Patch and crew round up the story with songs and adventures you will love. Till next time, this be Jonas Squidley, a sailing for the Savior. So long, mateys! Ha 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 ha!
This has been the Adventures of Patch the Pirate Story and Song broadcast. For a free brochure, call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH.